Right. The next homework. So, problem 64 is just to show that something is is compatible. Something which is a total ordering, and that is total ordering is not hard to see. But I'm not even asking this, that this is compatible with what we defined as natural order for partitions. An example of two partitions which are not comparable in what is called the natural order. The reason for defining this ordering is that there is a step in when looking at these base transition matrices for symmetric functions where we want to order the different partitions totally, and we want to do it in a way which is compatible with the natural ordering. That's where one would need this. 65 is about another base transition matrix. Problem 66 is defining an inner product on the space of symmetric functions in a slightly goofy way by defining inner products with respect to two different bases, and then it is nicely definable. And so the question is to show that with this goofy definition it becomes a nice scalar product. 67 is some identity among symmetric functions, and 68 is something which will come after symmetric functions, so that's something we'll do next week. But that is actually not a hard, this is just following a particular calculation process. Okay, so that's the new homework, and what did we say with numbers? What we had calculated, what the 80% will be, this was somewhere 58 or so, right? Problems which will be. Because this is in total, there will be 68 home. Well, you can calculate 68 times 80%. Sorry?
55.
Okay, then it's 55. Then 55 will be 100%. Okay.
Did you use a different printer to print this? Or a different font?
It is possible that this is a different font.
Okay.
Though that wasn't deliberate, I thought, or I might have even printed. This is printed on the inkjet, and sometimes I printed it on the laser, so that could be why it looks slightly different.
Okay.
You're asking questions.
Oh, how was your trip?
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice. You want to see pictures?
Yeah.
It was pure happenstance.
Yeah, well, I was in that catalog.
Okay.
Is this on the website? Or?
He sent an email.
Didn't you get the email? I sent an email to the
Jeremy
class.
Has issues with email.
Do you not check your emails?
He claims to never get them.
Okay, so you've got a spam roll to address everything to spam, right? To never get it.
Right. Oh, and that's why it doesn't do. Okay.
Yeah, the last email
I got in between, I got a panicky email from Zoom.
What?
Are you currently in Fort Collins? There are logins from this weird IP number. It was actually strange. I wasn't able to, I had to use a VPN to actually be able to log into the machines.
Oh,
For some, I don't know where it is, was blocking. Anyhow, so, oh, why does it? Oh, because I turned the, okay, so does, that's vertical because it doesn't, because the home screen doesn't rotate. So let me go here. Yeah, so that was this conference center, which seems to be very newly built, and they're still putting up some vegetation. Yeah, this is still not very greenery and looks a little bit. I mean, where the rooms are, so this was perfectly fine and was clean and everything. There they had already some lawn put down. This was over there, you can't see this. There are a lot of pictures from a bus or so, because you really got stuck in...